very busy. So Jasper says, yeah, you're right, Bob. The Stuarts only recently married into the Croats. You can't measure it that way. What we learned is that back in 1710 or so, one of the royalty, it might have been the queen, had 17 bastards. She was a Stuart. And those bastards were kept off to the side and smuggled in at appropriate times. That's how the Stuarts kept going the last 200 years, with the bastards. Do you remember that, Bert?
No.
Yeah, that was said. Remember, you know, a couple months ago, I was doing a lot of the history of the Mary of Teck and the aristocrats of the last 400
Mary
years.
Mary of Teck, I remember her. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when he pointed that out. So it's all muddled who's who. Can't tell who's who because Stuarts and that, they got their unknown entities in there somehow. Unknown relatives. So Minimax is saying, oh, he's rushing off to something all right. Rushing. Oh, yeah, Ion. Minimax is accusing Ion of being an agent of Russia. Oh, wait a minute. Ion said here. Oh, Ion's here.
Ion's here. Ion made some interesting points right early on when we were talking to Jack about the appearance of the various TV shows like Soul Train and can't remember the other one they were talking about.
But what Soul Train was talking about that?
Yeah, I said that the Soul Train was only on colored TV and then Bandstand was only on white TV.
Yeah, Dick Clark was black and white late 50s. After they cleared out the good guys like Alan Freed and the Payola scandal, then American Bandstand took over, run by Dick Clark, and that was all white. Then color TV is Soul Train, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep, that's what Ian was saying.
So, Bert, you might notice I referred to, what are we talking about? The
illegitimate. Illegitimate children.
Yeah. Do you remember that? I referred to that in passing recently.
Yes, and it also came. Yes, I do, Bob, and it also came up in the media recently because King Charles and Camilla had an illegitimate child that was adopted out. And he lives in Australia. He's married to a Aboriginal woman who's very powerful in her community, and they are going to the courts, and because he even looks like King Charles. I mean, he looks like King Charles and Camilla. The likeness is undeniable.
Right, so that's back when they were together 20, 30 years ago.
Before Diana.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I go into that in the new private session. There's some bits about that.
Tasty, Bob, tasty.
Very tasty. That's the back of Bert Weenie Sandwich, 1970s Zappa album. Somebody's biting, looks like a shoe. He goes, tasty little sucker. So it says on the back. But Zappa knew he was referring to the album, and that was a new bunch of albums. Weezer Rip My Flesh, Chunga's Revenge, and Bert Weenie Sandwich. Three great albums that came out in 70 and early 71. Of after he broke up the Mothers, of great Mother stuff that we only find out about with the bootlegs now. But we got a taste of it in those three albums.
Huh.
You didn't get it. You didn't get that what they exposed in those albums on Uncle Meat or Hot Rats.
No. Getting it now, though, Bob.
Yep.
Bob. There was a cryptic words that Ion outlined in your private session, and I have them. Georgia Guidestones, Gold in America, Venice gets it, then Jefferson, the Louisiana Purchase, Lewis and Clark, Nicholas Fiddle versus Andrew Jackson, New Mexico, Arizona, Oklahoma, Indian tribes interacting with the Anunnaki, and then the Confederacy. Jesse found out about the Anunnaki, but he was interested in cotton.
Right. So don't I go into that? Maybe I deleted. Is that just mentioned in passing, that sequence on the private session?
Yes, and then there's more words I didn't finish. Venice found out that there was a lot of gold in America and kept it secret. They used it secretly to keep ahead, but then they sank because they didn't build their wealth on a firm foundation, and that was it.
Right. The that's an elaboration or more details on the fact that the European monarchs came from America. America was very wealthy, you know, way back there. So the gold or something came up, and I said, well, maybe that's why Venice was powerful. They had the gold from America. And I said, of course, yes, they did. So then I listed all the events since America started in the literate era with the American Revolution, all that, and I named the figures like Jefferson and Louisiana Purchase. All that I used to talk about was very important. Remember the Louisiana? They went to, some guy went to a parallel world to get the money to buy from France. The colonies could buy it from France. But I used to point out, how did they do that? They didn't have enough money to buy it, but they did, so how'd they do it? So they might have gone to a parallel world, but what has been filled out, and I think Ian told me not to talk about it too much or something. That's why you only get a brief reference. But you go through America starting, Louisiana Purchase, all these things, plus the Indians out there interacting with the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
They had some contact. They knew about them. So the settlers, Lewis and Clark and Mason Dixon or whatever explorers went out there, they would deal with the Indians and maybe found out about the aliens. And then that's what the dark journalist, his puzzle is, why did people in the 19th century, the secret societies that he looked into, why did they seem to know something that nobody knew? Well, that's actually what I found out. So you have to know the monarchies came from America, and they might have been kicked out by more powerful monarchies. And actually, the American Revolution just solidified what already was there in America. You know, monarchs and kings that had all this wealth that came from the original continent. So the European scene, they've been kicked out. And they're trying to get back. And I think Ian said that... like Ben Franklin is over in Paris.
Right.
The European guy, somebody in Europe was trying to find out, I think Columbus went over there to find out what the people who are still in America had to say about the European bad guys that had been kicked out. So it's a dialogue that's in reverse from our pictorial image of history. And... all those developments were headlines where the real gold is involved, and or the extra gold in America, and the interaction with the aliens. So I just said, so Venice, they somehow, this little place, was powerful. So I speculated that they knew about the secret gold, and they had that to keep them strong, even though they were just a little city-state. But then Thompson writes about how Venice, and LaRouche talks about how Venice moved to Amsterdam and then England because the world power was moving out of the Mediterranean into the Atlantic Ocean. So Venice managed, from LaRouche's point of view, to squeak out a power base in the city of London. But Ian implied that they didn't make it, and they fell because they didn't have a good foundation for the new spaces of the Atlantic Ocean. They had the little city spaces that I was talking about. They had little canals, right? With, what were they called? Pagodas? What else?
Pagodas, yeah.
Yeah. Little nice cute places that the Americans romanticized and went back and toured Europe and walked around in the nice city spaces of Europe.
My sister was just there celebrating her birthday on the 1st of October.
And why?
She travels around a lot organizing stuff for her boss, and I think she just took herself there for her birthday to celebrate.
She likes Venice.
Yeah, she travels all over Europe at the moment. She loves traveling and going to different places, and she picked Venice for her birthday.
Right. So so that's what that refers to, Bert. That's a quick inventory of events, archetypal events, but you look at them differently when you know about America being the foundation of Western civilization, not Europe.
Can you look behind the service desk? I think I left some stickers back there.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Is she talking to someone else, that era?
It has balloon stickers. No.
Okay, I'll unmute her, but I can't find her.
That's about it. No, it's balloon stickers with the letters. They're blue.
Is she saying anything about us?
It should be behind the desk, right? I mean, not right.
No.
But it should be behind the desk. Oh, shit. I wonder.
Maybe that's Linda. I'll mute that. So you're doing pretty good, Bert. You're remembering things. You can't think of anything, Chad?
I have one more point, Bob, and then I'll shut up, and then someone else speak. You mentioned something that's out of the right before the Georgia Guidestone. There was something. Apollonius of Tyana was a low-grade Napoleon rule before Louis XIV, and he was considered a great mystic and a replacement for Jesus.
Yeah, that's in his book. That's in the book, The Secret Teachers of the Western World, I've read and finished. He was a character talked about, 2,000 years ago as a major figure that none of us ever heard of.
Yeah.
But he's part of, they thought that maybe Jesus was based on him. He was so charismatic or whatever. But Ion said he didn't even exist. I mean, that'd be my new session, I think. So I ask about him. You heard it. I must have said something about him.
No, that were the words that I got from the session. Those words that I typed out.
So Ion doesn't address it?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I addressed in a recent one, and I think Ion said it. He never exists. It's a complete fantasy, the whole history about him.
Well, what's funny is that one of Rosanna's friends sent some type of video of some guy who's a healer, tends to be a healer, and he claims to be a healer on the same level of Jesus. And she said, ask Bert to listen to it and see. And I'm like, okay, do I really? I said, okay, I'll be nice for like maybe 5 minutes. And I listened to it, and it was fucking boring. It was boring as shit. I told Rosanna, I said, listen, I listened to 5 minutes of it. I have Ion ears, and this shit is boring as fuck, but, and then her friend said, well, what did Bert think of it? She said, he said it's boring.
It's like they're puzzled. You're puzzled why they find Ion boring, and now they're going to be, they are puzzled. You're puzzled why they find Ion boring, and they're going to be puzzled why you find their guy boring.
Well, it was just so, it's just too much talking. It's too much talking, like woo-woo, they had music.
Yep,
and it really wasn't the guy speaking, it was somebody who he treated. And I'm like, I can't fuck, 5 minutes is enough. I said, Rosanna, this shit is fucking boring. Boring.
Well, that's where Ion is up to date and fast.
Yes.
He's got the rhythms of our time. All the new age people are way too slow now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I told you because you were on during the last tailgate, is that I sort of shocked one of Rosanna's friends because I was telling her about the iCell, And she's like, oh, that's genetically manipulated. I said, well, you can call it that, but I sent her the patent. You know, I said, check it out here. And I translated into German, haven't heard one word from her. It's been 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I said, you know, because Rosanna calls what I do on Sunday school. You know,
yeah.
So I told her, I said, you know, this is the tip of the iceberg of stuff I've been exposed to for the last 11 years. And the ice hill is just the tip of the iceberg. Here's the patent, read it. Haven't heard not one word from her. And usually she thinks she knows a lot. Like, I think I was telling Chad about this. She, like, last year, in fact, it's a year ago, she was really reading about conspiracies and things. Yeah, tell Bert this and that. And I told Rosanna, I said, listen, tell her that there are aliens on the planet and Bob's going to meet them. She said, I don't believe in aliens. Now, just in the last 6-7 months, she's an alien expert. So now she believes in aliens. So I was like, okay, so let me feed her nothing about the eye cell. So I haven't heard nothing, not one peep from her, though.
Yeah, this is not Rosanna. This is Rosanna's friend you're talking about.
Yeah, a friend from like 40-some years.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very literate, very, very literate, very literate. I probably what fucked her up is she can't read the stuff that I sent her other than English. She has to read it in German for her to absorb it. So
the alien stuff, if she was into conspiracies, you say alien to her a year ago. She said, I don't believe in aliens, but now she says she does.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the change that's happening in the zeitgeist anyways. The aliens are making themselves understood a little more. More and more people are believing it, accepting it. I mean, it's going to be exactly very boring by the time I have my press conference. Oh, fuck. What is Bob doing? It's a little late. I have to say, wait, what am I supposed to tell him? I have to tell him that you're all going to die, most of you. And, well, aren't you there to do something? Yeah, but you gotta read McLuhan, you know? Who? So I'm thinking, okay, if I start talking as if they're going to wipe us out, and I will try to help save a few of you, they're going to accuse me of being mind-controlled by the aliens. And you know, the Navy SEALs and all those macho guys will say, come on, let's just fucking invade them, you know? They'll want to attack because they think they can beat them somehow. And but I will not be treated seriously. I'll be treated as a traitor. So how do I tell them? Ian says, I've got to solve this problem. How do I even mention the problem without all those paranoid scenarios about me happening? It's a tough problem. What do I say? Oh, they like us. And you know, and Ginny's writing a musical for them.
Maybe they'll like the choir, Bob. Maybe the choir will charm them a bit.
Yeah. So it's fraught with contradictions and paradoxes, the whole fucking issue. And it's really, quote, scientific. The effort to grab me, take me out of this gate and get them into the vehicle before the angels grab me. So they're doing a lot of studying of the situation there on the walkway in front of my house, you know, really. They're checking out the temperature, the variations, how much I can handle it or something. And a lot of it long, it's coming up, October 19th will be 1 year.
And how are you going to do it, Bob, without just becoming another TikTok on Ed's site that
Bert
brings up?
Well, we're going to have huge. Here's how we do it. When you got, you know what I said, what did I say? What's going to happen when they come?
Well,
I've described it 100,000 times.
All the world's media, Bob.
No.
That's one thing you
over
said.
22 cities.
Yes. Spaceships the size of stadiums over 22 cities.
Yeah, Houston Stadium or Astro Stadium or something. Yeah, huge fucking things. Over 22 cities. They won't be able to say, look at the swamp gas. Very odd looking swamp gas there.
Well, you'll be guaranteed.
They all have big neon signs. They'll have neon flashing on the side of the vehicle and say, "Where's Bob? Bring us Bob."
You'll be guaranteed at least 22 TikToks then, Bob.
Yeah, can you just see it? The Benson Media trying to say, this is all a bunch of bullshit. How did Bob pull this off? Well, he's a pretty cagey guy. He's sort of been laying low for the last 50 years. Nobody knows what he's been doing. I guess he was up to some real modern alchemy. And he's got us all believing these fucking holograms.
All because he beat Flaps and Steve.
It'd be what?
Because you beat Flaps.
Yeah, I beat Flaps and Steve. That's right. I won't say about what's happened to them, but they ain't doing what I'm doing.
So in the private session, Bob, in the part with you, I thought it was interesting. Ian said that you gave Joyce the content of Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah, it turns out I fucking wrote it, ran it, produced it, directed it. I got the angels to talk. I wrote it down. Joyce was unconscious on his, absence zone. He just out all the time. Just a waster, a homeless kind of guy. And I was using his apartment to lay out all this stuff and leave it on his desk so everybody thought he wrote it. But I had explained what they're doing on the last Joyce Finnegan's Wake thing. Did you get that? They explained the Wake.
Ion?
Joyce dropping what? All the pages and then that part?
Yeah.
He had it in a certain order. I had never said what he was basing the repagination on, just that they were going to put it in another order. Well, we found out recently, I guess in the private session, that the pages, it was getting into 38 and 39, and he had to produce something. The money was running out, the support of him doing this. So he had his manuscript there, and it fell on the floor, and he had no time to, he's probably picking it up to take it to the place, and he dropped it, and it was all fucked up. But he had an appointment in an hour, so he just shuffled all the pages together and never put it back in the original order.
Wow.
And that's what Ian's doing, showing the order that they were in when they were on the desk before they fell on the floor. So that's pretty neat. So I've mentioned the falling off, but I didn't complete it, right, Michael? I'm completing the story there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that must be in my private session at that point. I thought that was pretty good. No, it was said on the actual thing we did recently.
Yeah, the thing. Wait, yeah.
Yeah, all that's
Yeah, so at
said,
the beginning, I said, why the order or something, and he answered it. And then I introduced the show, the section. But there was a bit of talk before I said the episode number. It's in that. It's right at the beginning where he said it.
Yeah. And only
so there's
now.
Always...
Only now it can be corrected because it's really about now. And Ian's telling us that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm getting, there are a few Joyceans, they like it. Every time I post something, there's always a few people who like it.
It's an oracle in its own way.
It's an oracle, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's prophetic about us. Mm-hmm. Remember, at the Finnegan's Wake Society in New York in 94, late 93, early 94, when we got to New York and I found the Finnegan's Wake group and we joined it, what's the story I tell?
It's about you.
Yeah. I started saying, hey, this is about me and Carolyn, this section, that section. And the dentist got so pissed off eventually. Told me never say another fucking word about that. It's not about you, for fuck's sake. Well, I probably would agree with him. Yeah, I'm just making the shit up. I'm just nuts. United knows about me.
The problem is, Bob, even if you do make shit up, it still comes true.
That's right. That's the point. Yeah. And also, you don't fuck with Bob because 3 weeks later, he ain't there anymore. So after a while, I asked his wife, who was always there, what happened to your husband? Oh, he died.
Oy.
He dropped dead. I said, okay. And then about 3 years later, she like was gone for a while. She was sad, but then she came back, and I was still explaining everything. Not saying it was about me, unless I was, but I didn't do it too much. But there was already enough aggression or hatred of me, of whatever I said. They just couldn't take it. She came up to me, you know, 3 years later, and said, "You know, my husband didn't like what you were saying, but after listening to you for the last couple of years, I think what you say makes the most sense." That was the media level, the McLuhan level. So yeah. She apologized for her husband and then said she likes what I say and she finds it useful. But then we moved out to City Island, so it was too far away for me to go to. So I didn't go to the meetings as much anymore. So I lost touch with a lot of the people. And then when I got back, and I used to phone in and be part of it by phone, only a few of the old people, the original people in the 90s were there. Not many were there anymore. And Murray had a whole bunch of other people around him, new people that I didn't know. So that's amazing, eh? I'm saying it's about me. I don't know what the fuck. I saw something in there. I was just starting to notice this anachrony and all that. So there it was. And now, look what we're doing now. See, it's those people that I would love to play this stuff to. Okay, you think I was fucking nuts? Listen to this. This guy, this strange voice, look what he's saying about it.
Yeah.
We'll see if Linda is still talking. So, come on, it's so ridiculous. All you people here, you're not saying anything. What do you think you're doing, Linda? Or Alyssa?
I enjoyed tonight the point about Bob fed us oxygen during the fall. You know, that's that's the first I've heard that one.
Did Diane say that?
No, you said... oxygen is what we took to fall.
Yeah, it was the Noah
remember that,
created a lot of oxygen with the flood. There was no water before
yeah,
Noah.
Yeah, but remember, Bob, you're the one who came up with the idea that everybody should fall.
Yeah, yeah. So the later stage, I guided each day. I told Noah, I was the guy who told Noah to, I had to kick his ass a couple of times, beat him up. Fucking, you keep fucking building that ark, and he wouldn't do it.
I prefer the version where you walked around Andromeda with all these balloons filled with oxygen and said, "Anyone game? Yeah, suck on this."
Yeah, this is better than glue sniffing, man. This will really get you off.
This will get you down.
Yeah, so they all start sniffing. They all fell off the edge, soared through space, and landed on a flat place, which we call Earth.
Yeah.
But the yeah, I'm saying that Noah created all the oxygen, and that was, I think it made it comfortable for little men. You know, there's this whole thing we did a while ago about being kicked out of Garden of Eden and how we were okay in the Garden of Eden, but I think there was a bit of problems there because it was a fallen state, and then we got kicked out into a more painful zone.
Yeah, there was a time, Bob, when even in the fallen state, people were living to 600, 700, 800 years old or whatever. So the oxygen must have been introduced after that time. That's what caused it to come down to sort of 100 years
old. Well, no, you know why Noah created the flood? To kill the mingling
Nephilim.
Of the angels with humans. And
I
was the one, Ian, that got pissed off about that. I'd had enough. Too much intermingling orgies. So Sodom and Gomorrah was the final, last straw. Because who were the guys there? Whoever he was a friend of mine. And he fucking, especially his wife was a friend of mine. And she got fucking frozen in the salt. That pissed me off. That's it. No more fucking angels. You guys get the fuck out of here. Remember, I can tell non-physical go fuck itself. That's what's that's the gift I have.
Well, that's also the gift of Remag, Bob, because Remag cleans the angel blood out of us.
Did Ian say that?
Ian said that to me a long time ago. He told me I had angel blood in me, but good thing the remag will eventually clean it all out.
Maybe Karen will talk about that in her next show. I don't know what reputation she's tried to preserve, for fuck's sake. The people that appreciate her products, they're going to believe her anyways, you know. They don't even care. Just send the products.
Yeah.
So she could talk to them about it. But the, if I have the gift of dominating non-physical, that would explain how I orchestrated everything.
Yeah, and how you can orchestrate it without even knowing you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because your non-physical is...
That's right. My non-physical is working with Ion. And Ion couldn't take the responsibility of being the top leader.
And that's how you kill the people that don't agree
with you. Ion wanted to be number two. Get this, Michael. Ion wanted to be number two, so he propped me up. So what'd you say?
I said that's also how Bob kills people, because it's through the non-physical that happens, you see. It doesn't mean you go around killing them.
No.
The non-physical just
I'm a nice guy, but I'm not responsible for the other parts of me. I may be in charge of non-physical, but I can't control all of me.
Yes.
Look at the speculation there, Chad. You never hear this kind of talk anywhere in the universe.
No way. Now, I remember you had a conversation with, I think it might have been Angela years ago, and she said something like, how come you're such an asshole right now? And then, like, you're nice sometimes. And you said, oh, well, that was Bob 3.
That's right. I would have said something like that. And she'd go off and privately cry to Chad, Bob's a fucking nut. We got to get him out of here. He's ruining Vancouver. Send him to San Francisco.
Exactly.
So the anti-Bob forces get involved in carbon then, you see. That makes sense. Yep.
Isn't carbon good for us?
Yeah, well, they're making carbon an issue, whereas actually the real issue is oxygen.
Yeah. And somebody, Nan, or transcribed Carolyn talking about carbon. Did you see that? And
yes.
And Alyssa was there.
It's on a recording on Ed's site, too. He actually, someone captured the recording of that session, so you can actually listen to it.
Yeah, what is it? What was it? Did you recognize that, Carol? She says no. What was it? It seemed odd. I didn't read it all, but wasn't recognized.
Hold on, let me just have a look here to remind myself. I listened to it last night. There's so much stuff happening on Ed's session. No, it's kind of disappeared. Let's see.
Did you read it, Carolyn? Well, it's about carbon. It's sort of an older, out-of-date version of carbon?
No.
No, here it is. It was on April 2013 when it was broadcast on Payday.
Yeah.
And Carolyn
was
talking...
It was from our private sessions that I was broadcasting when Ian wasn't there, right?
Yeah, it was about, Carolyn was talking about this guy from Mohammed, from President of the Maldives.
Right.
And there was some big connection made, I remember, because you were like shouting with glee during the session.
some validation, early validation.
Yeah, they started cutting you guys off. I'm going up on the street, Bob. I'm going to go. I know you like to tell. Got to say bye. Thanks for everything. Sorry to cut you off.
Let us know if you're learning under germane conditions works. And let me know where it is so I can come in there and harass them too. Maybe.
It's going to be pre-recorded, so it won't be like a live how we do it where it's on IG. It'll probably be like on on Zoom. They'll record it and then put it out. But I'll let you know as soon as it's done.
Jack, yeah,
people will come. He'll have an audience, so people will comment on it because he has an audience, right? They'll listen to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then we can comment on it.
But once you get the link, Jack, send it to Ed so he can post it on his site.
Yeah.
Perfect. I got you.
All right.
Thanks a lot, everybody, that helped out today. And, Bob, thank you so much for everything always.
Go, Jack. Go.
Okay,
you're in the game now.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Thanks a lot.
Another Ionot becomes famous. We have to talk him through it.
Yeah.
I'll read you the final statement of that session about the carbon from both you and Carolyn. So you say, a new carbon is replacing the stupid carbon. Okay, then, so it goes out. This explains people like Michael in Boulder, Colorado, where the walkway out to his home, the grass is green close to the walkway, brown further out. But this is exhaling. Oh, the revelation was, now I remember, the revelation was about RNA drops, that when people take RNA drops, they are exhaling. So
and you changing say, but, the environment.
Yes, but this is what Bob
that
said.
That was the big discovery. That was what
it
first said.
You say,
well, it was
but
said
this,
a couple of years ago, but we hadn't played it. Now I'm playing it to you guys. You're catching up.
Yeah.
I think. Because in 2013, there was no ion publicly.
But you say here, but this exhaling is changing our environment dramatically and getting rid of the pollution. Should you realize, people, we've solved the big sword of Damocles hanging over everybody. That's what you're in.
Early emergence of Opendel.
Yeah. And then Carolyn says, oh, here's some more words around the talk about the changes in the new atmosphere. A12SO4 formula, they said, will show up by the changing of metals. And we know about that. The metals start breaking down. They will say they have to make new polymers. They'll blame it on acid rain, that plastics are breaking down things they thought would last millions of years are breaking down. It will eat asbestos. It's a shift in how without the oxidization of oxygen, you won't rust things. But things that don't normally, like the plastics don't normally get affected by the current environment, will be affected by this new environment. And then Bob says, so people taking RNA drops are saving the world.
Well, what's striking about that? I remember once bringing up the island of plastic that's floating from Japan and the Fukushima issue.
Yes.
And it's floating, it's coming towards Hawaii, a big bag of pollution. And Ian said that we could dissolve it with our stuff. I don't know if he said RNA drops or whatever, but there was no problem. We could dissolve it. I never knew that fucking he already said it there. That fills out. I didn't know we had them explaining that. He just made a statement. Yeah, we'll be able to dissolve it, but I didn't get any details. Well, the details are in that part. I don't even remember that. That's supplements what... I had just had a surface indication of what it could do with the plastic, but it's saying it could get rid of it. There.
That's what's so amazing is there are so many things that I said in the past that sounded so weird and wacky that are now just absolutely
consistent with everything. All
consistent
the way
with everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's very impressive, but. I don't have to figure out or find out when I started saying, I told some people this, that we dissolve it, and I had no more information about it. But I had forgotten that or never noticed it, what got transcribed. So that's very important. So Alyssa found that.
Yes. Yes, she found that.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
Such a global.
Alyssa wants you to unmute her.
I beg your pardon?
Alyssa wants to be unmuted.
Yes.
I think I got to update this because I don't see her being muted, but maybe it's out of date. There's no Alyssa being muted. You're open there. I can see your red vibration coming through, Alyssa. You're muted.
Oh.
Not me.
Oh, I just assumed I was muted. Funny. because I...
Yeah, were you muted?
I was muted before, and then I fell asleep, and I just woke up a little bit ago and heard you talking about the transcript, so then I just assumed I was still muted from, like, the hour before.
Oh, yeah, so you assumed you still were muted, okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah okay.
You found that recently, eh?
Yeah, I have honestly, I don't remember why. It was one of those weird ionic things because I was looking for something, and I decided to, on the Google search that Ed has on the very bottom of the Ion and Bob, for some reason I decided to put in climate change or like global warming or something. I honestly don't remember the thread. And when I did that, I was looking for something else, I believe. And then when I did that, this post came up and I was like, wow, I didn't remember there being a global warming post. So Ed actually had this audio excerpted already.
Wait, you're saying a post. It was already transcribed?
No, it was already, the audio was already pulled.
Pulled, what's that mean?
Post, like this.
A title?
This was made, yeah, this was made into a title and a post on Ian and Bob on Ed's site already.
Right, so you find this obscure post.
Yeah, find this obscure post and then start listening. And at the beginning, it's like, okay, but it was only like a 10-minute thing. And I remembered the whole, like, pollution thing, like, not being an issue anymore from, like, way back when.
Yeah.
But then after Carolyn's setting up the whole, like, what it used to be and global warming and supposedly and all this kind of stuff, it starts getting into the details about the AL2SO4 formula. And it gets into the big insight for me was why oxygen is becoming reduced is that the insulinose is needing all the carbon, the isotope carbon, you know, C-122, H-197, O-98. So all the carbon is being, like, created for insulinose, and then all of the oxygen is being pulled into the super sugar as well.
Yeah.
And it's just like there's all these amazing chemistry details about insulinose and everything like that.
Yeah, so, that's pretty amazing. That's a missing thing.
I didn't know about the so there's, like, all these dots going off, like Ion talking about, acid rain, you know, and all these old buildings that are eroding, right? And they're talking about how it'll eat through to asbestos and everything. And then Carolyn also makes the connection about how glucose in our body is, like, C12 or C6. Or, you know, these other forms of glucose, and so then it connects to the super sugar element and, you know, how we're replacing the way that we balance sugar with the super sugar. So it makes, like, all these cool connections that Ion has, you know, dotted around the archives for a while.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this, like, global warming post, but it's not about that really at all. It's like this whole involved piece. And, what a cool find. I figured it was worth transcribing, you know, the 10, 12 minutes or whatever. And, yeah, there's a lot of really good stuff in there.
Yeah, we knew the RNA drops did something with pollution, but I never saw details. And the transcription shows the details, the steps by steps. It broke down the long AL2SO4 formula. I saw that part.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, like, one thing I've noticed is that my exhales have gotten really long. Like, when I'll be in yoga, and we're all like doing this like breathing out. Like everybody's breathing out and I'm like still breathing out. Like, and so this goes into details about the exhalations as well. Wow. And the carbon dioxide and everything like that. So yeah, there's a ton of cool stuff. It was one of those big nuggets of stuff.
Yeah, it's a missing link, and I guess I decided it should surface, so I got you to notice it.
That's right. It was such a weird way to notice it. I still don't remember how it came about. The other cool quote Carolyn pulls out in the audio is, Bob, look at this quote. It's so cool. Sugar is the electricity for light. Salt is the...
Now, this is another post? What are you saying? This is another post?
It's the same. No, it's the same one. She says in the audio, you'll read it, like, it's in the one of the biggest paragraphs towards the end of the transcript. She's telling you in the same audio post, Bob, it's so cool. Look at this quote. And she quotes Ion saying that sugar is the electricity for light, and that salt...
Well, where does she find... Well, how come she finds it? It's already been done by... Oh, Carolyn said she was searching her own notes, her own archive.
That's right.
And so she's doing that, and then Michael, we played it, and Michael or somebody transcribed it. No, you transcribed it. Somebody just posted it with the topic title. So nobody listened to it.
I sent it to Ed. Ed had already made that global warming thing with the pictures and the title and everything.
He had done it years ago is what you're saying.
Yeah, yep, years ago.
But nobody had noticed it. But it's did you look at it, Carol? It sort of fills in some important points. And so, yeah, this would be a private session, and Carol and I are talking to Ion, and Carol's seeing stuff in her notes that she's that Ion had already said, Carolyn. Yeah, so she highlighted it. Was Ion there? Is Ion part of the dialogue?
No.
So this is a broadcast. It's us talking on the radio. Wow.
Yes. And I'm sure it's not like any wow for Carolyn. You know, it's probably stuff that she's digested and you know, has known for years. But the way that it's all presented and laid out in this audio clip, it just connects a lot of dots.
I don't think Carolyn would know that stuff. I noticed it because, now, she may not have heard me talking to people, but I would try to explain how we were going to absorb the past plastic, but I didn't have any details. If she had remembered that, she would have told me. Or she never was around when I was saying it. Just never got noticed by both of us at the same time. So, what do you think, Carolyn? You absorbed all that stuff?
I know.
She just yelled out, I know everything, Bob. So, you know, we're up against it.
It's in the notes. Yeah,
another fucking
notes.
Nut in my midst.
It's amazing. I love it. It's amazing. Thank you both so much. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, from all the dimensions of my heart, I love it.
Yeah, from your bottomless pit.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. I just wanted to hop on. I literally woke up and heard you talking about it, so I thought I would
it's a very good find. It's incredible. The key point, explanation of stuff we were saying, but we didn't know what we were talking about. We had nothing to validate it.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Ian talking to Bird about the, the metal group. Because, like, and the P shells, all of the valence of the electrons and how that's all going to shift. I mean, here's some really basic words about how the metals are shifting. You know, it's going to be shown through the metals, the changing of the metals. She talks about how
and metals are minerals. So how does that relate to what you were telling Matt about how important minerals are, Carolyn? Maybe this shows another dimension of the minerals. Called metals. Yeah, metals are minerals. So they're showing how important minerals are in that quote. Which is what Carol was saying to the kid. The minerals are the basic foundation of everything.
Right. I'm listening. I started listening to that today. Yeah, what a great connection for how it's fun listening to Carolyn talk to somebody who's not in the whole, like, Iandam world and hear right. these little hints about, like, how he's interpreting something. Like, isn't magnesium, like, a part of your, like, you know, like, life force?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then Carolyn goes into, like, well, the ionic channels of the calcium and, like, breaks it all down. And then, you know, hearing Ion's, you know, words echoing throughout the years about, you know, taking your power back and all this stuff. And it's just really fun. It's really fun to hear it all condensed. So the AL2SO4.
Yeah, in the interview, the guy, he talks about the conference James went to, James Martinez, the cold fusion, I guess it was up in Washington State.
Oh, he does talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, he was
there. Was that the same one?
Yeah, he and Randy Moggins, they interview each other about it. Randy didn't go, so he's interviewing James about it a few weeks ago.
Oh.
So Carolyn says, so he says that he had a friend who went to the conference. So I was waiting to see what Carolyn said. She said, well, I have a friend who says it's already here.
Yeah.
Carolyn's there in the heart of the beast. Be very careful what she says.
Yeah.
You get that, Bert and Chad? Do you get the humor there? She said,
yeah.
I have a friend who says it's here right now.
That was hilarious, like, waiting to hear how she's going to answer that.
Yeah. So you smiled when you heard her say it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why I'm listening to it. I got another, I think it's an hour and 2 hours and 20 minutes or something. It's a long interview. So I'm looking forward to more interesting subtleties in the rest that I haven't heard yet.
I'm about an hour in. Yeah. Carolyn mentions he's the Joe Rogan of the medical podcast, but it's going to be a long one, it sounds like.
No. She's saying he is. He has long broadcasts.
Like Joe Rogan.
He's the Joe. Not Carolyn. He's the Joe Rogan.
I know. Yeah. Carolyn says the guy, Matt, is like the Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Carolyn's pretty good at having instant looking human pop culture references, she can say, that the kid would identify with. So the...
Yeah.
What is it? There was something else there. The, see, the big, the, what all our friends in the alternative world don't know is how important the minerals are and how amazing it is to have stuff that is so tiny it goes into the cell. That's a whole huge breakthrough in medicine that alternative people haven't picked up on. They don't know that's what Carolyn's done. I suppose you explain that a bit, Carolyn, in this thing at some point, right?
They're still obsessed with particular diets, Bob.
Yeah.
They don't realize.
And homeopathy. That, yeah. Carolyn says you can't get affected by homeopathy or any of the other alternative stuff unless you have a good, strong foundation of mineral strength.
Right.
Yeah.
The electrolyte, the electrical energy, she says, has to be solid. And then acupuncture, homeopathy, Reiki kind of works.
There's got to be a conductivity to it. And if this, you don't have your...
I mean, that's an amazing statement that all of the alternative world should stop doing what they're doing and pay attention and learn it. But they won't.
Yeah, it was so cool to hear Carolyn talk more about her background again, you know, because she shares, you know, oh, I knew
she
that.
She was a wreck. I didn't even notice. She's going through all these fucking diseases and he's fucked up. I didn't notice any of this shit.
Right. She's sharing personally, like, I realized I was the poster person for magnesium. Is that what you're talking about? Deficiency.
I remember City Island around 2001 or 2. She was complaining about her feet or something. I remember that. But I had no solution, so I just ignored it. It'll pass. Don't worry. It'll pass. Meanwhile, Carol was neurotically or... creatively investigating everything to find solutions, you know, and so then all of a sudden these weird bottles will show up. What the fuck is this? Oh, this is, what was it, Carolyn? Ionized fucking something. What was that stuff? Angstrom stuff, which was a fad. So we're now I'm doing Angstrom. I have no understanding what it is. I'm now doing it and getting the benefits, and she's hoping it'll help her. And then she's also going to the Bonn and Rome World Trade Organization conferences and finding out how, no, this is not good. They're going to take over. So got to come up with something.
Yeah.
Then she says she searched for someone to do the tiny thing for 10 years or something.
It's
99 to 2000. It's all news to me. I didn't know this was going on.
Right.
I was doing the important stuff. I was preparing for the big fucking revolution. Remember, I'm doing the big stuff. Now, this, that whole thing about having the gift of controlling non-physical, that explains the stupid role of Othello through everything, of Ophanel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gives a clue of how that could be. I'm just realizing that now.
Yeah.
That's way more important than Carolyn. I mean, Carolyn's gradually going to have to drop this doctor shit and get into the Dobbstown, which then brings in, if I was controlling non-physical or some kind of gift, I don't know where the gift's from, but that would support Michael's thesis that I created Iod.
That's your thesis, Michael, the one that's on here?
Yeah, I think it's Michael who says that. Michael Gunn?
That interview Carolyn did is a big one because she's so vast and has such a breadth of what she's covering. And I love the part where she goes into her background about being in New York, working with AIDS. And then she gets to connect the Fauci piece. She's like, yeah, I was having a lot of great success. And then Fauci, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, it's this whole.
I heard her say about Fauci in the first hour. She said, and Fauci did, got everybody on AZT. And they all died.
That
was a study before our study. That was the previous study and then that guy, the doctor who ran that, got freaked out, so he quit. So they need a new doctor to run it, the second study, and that's when they brought in Carolyn. So you've heard the whole interview?
No, just like I'm like a third in, it looks like an hour and 13 minutes or something.
I'm an hour and 3 minutes or something.
Okay,
so you're just a bit ahead of me.
Yeah.
So, Michael, what were you saying, Michael?
I cannot take credit for saying you created iron. I remember you saying that and me just agreeing with you and going, that's how it works.
I know what I used to say. I've said the past year that Ion talks about the chart and everything, that anybody who listened, who didn't know much, just surface stuff about me and listen to Ion. Ion talked about my stuff so much that they would think, oh, Bob created this thing to speak this way, because it's saying all this Bob stuff.
Yes,
but
yes.
I didn't. I didn't prompt Ian to talk about my stuff the way it is. Like, the new thing is that the angel diagram has the Tino chart in it. We haven't done that yet, but that's coming up. And that's a whole new thing I never thought of. So I would say people thought I could have created Ian, but now I'm beginning to think, maybe there is something in that.
Yeah. Right, Well, like Ian says, Bob, you think of it, and then you forget it, and then
it shows up. Then someone else got it, they steal it from me, and they make millions, and I don't mind.
Oh, it's funny. It's like, I forgot that I remembered that I thought that I might have created
I've saved
Ion
the world
like,
six fucking times, and I forgot.
Oh, man. But there is another thing I wanted to comment about Carolyn's interview, because it's such a important, statement. I feel like Carolyn's been gone. Shit, that was last night. I wanted to tune into that. Oh, my God. Time is weird. I just lose days now. But, so she hasn't been on the radio, with the whole thing. And then so this comes out, and she had her thing on Monday night or whatever. So.
Yeah.
But the part where she talks about the board that she's on and all the purity and the toxicity, and this woman is like, I can't believe you paint your toenails.
Yeah.
And it's such a good anecdote of, like, she just she really is wrapping up, like, the medical, like, realm in this interview. And
with a balanced position. She has a very balanced position about
with
it.
With a Bob, you know, Bob knowledge and obviously Ian and everything. So it's so cool because to hear her say, like, you can't live like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't live like